KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's cloudy and 29 with a wind chill of 23. Good morning. George Plummerman with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, February 22nd. News sponsored by Johnson's Cranes, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Winter weather advisory has been extended until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And there is a traveler's advisory for very slick road conditions. And there are lots of school closings, as you no doubt know. And a couple of other closings we need to tell you about today is that the Grady County Courthouse is closed today. Nanticaw Senior Citizen Center closed today. Chickasha Library not having its Eat Better, Move More class for this afternoon. Basically, if you don't have to get out, don't. We'll have a high about low 30s. That'll be late this afternoon, however, as we are still anticipating some freezing rain and sleet for later on this morning and perhaps early this afternoon. Chickasha voters will be electing a new mayor in about 6 weeks. We have comments from the two men running for the post coming up in today's Cool News.
You remember Bill and Lynette Johnson and their son Jimmy? They've been around here a long time, and their business has been around almost as long as they have. Well, they wanted to slow down a bit, so they recently sold the record portion of their business. But Johnson's Cranes is still here and still offers the same dependable service that made Johnson's a household name for the past 60 years. When you need a crane to get the job done, call Johnson's right here in Grady County at 224-2802. Johnson's Cranes. They're still here and can still handle the job.
A new mayor will be taking the reins of the Chickasha City Council in the coming weeks. Tom Rose and Chris Mosley are seeking the post, and both say they hope to be leaders to make things better for the community. Rose is a former businessman and retired from the military. He says one of the things he wants to work on is improving the downtown area.
We just have got to revitalize the downtown area to attract more business and economic development.
Mosley, who helps run the family real estate and insurance business, wants to make some long-range plans.
Establish a master plan of where we want to take the city over the next, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. If we're just playing for this next year or the year after that, that's being really short-sighted.
The city council election coming up on Tuesday, April the 3rd. While Oklahoma is locked in this late winter chill, groups are already planning outdoor events for the spring. Organizations that are part of the Grady County Coalition getting ready for Chickasha's second annual Open Streets event. Jennifer Meixel is with the coalition and says Open Streets started in South America back in the 70s.
It was started to promote actual bike riding in really large South American cities, but since then it has evolved into basically any kind of citywide event that shuts down a certain amount of street space to motorized vehicles and promotes physical activity.
Open Streets programs held around the world and expanded to Oklahoma over the last several years. Now, Meixel said they are looking for groups to hold activities that could include just about any type of physical movement, walking, running, bike riding, anything like that. The Chickasha Fire Department will be back in this year to set up their challenge course. Chickasha's Open Streets campaign, Saturday, May 5th, around the Rock Island Railroad Depot. If you'd like information, see the Open Streets Chickasha Facebook page. More cool news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
The Chickasha Chamber of Commerce getting ready for its biggest event of the year, the annual Chamber Banquet, tomorrow night. It will feature a ceremonial changing of the guard with the leadership of the Chamber Board of Directors. Number of community awards will be announced as well, including a Citizen of the Year, and a couple of Legacy Awards will be issued as well. The event at USAO tomorrow night, it'll start with a social hour about 6 p.m., banquet and ceremony starting about 7, and that will include a silent auction. The fourth quarter of 2017, a good one for Continental Resources. The energy giant had a profit of more than $840 million. The website NewsOK.com reporting that federal tax reform, one of the main reasons for the fourth quarter gain. The report indicates that nearly $715 million was because of the tax benefits. About $128 million came from operations, which was up 37% for the final 3 months of 2016. Now, for the entire calendar year of 2017, Continental had a profit of about $789 million, and that is about $2.10 a share. The company lost $400 million in 2016. That was about a dollar a share. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $61.68 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $65.42. Natural gas, $2.66 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,325, and silver, $16.51. Our weather forecast, that winter weather advisory has been extended until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Still anticipating some freezing rain and sleet, a wintry mix throughout much of the morning and into early afternoon, and we'll have fairly steady temperatures in the upper 20s. Traveler's advisory nearly statewide and pretty much for the western third of Texas. It extends down to around San Antonio, for crying out loud. But interior streets are very slick and hazardous out there today, and highway travel is going to be slow going today as well. So we're expecting high in the low 30s by late afternoon, but we'll be locked into these bone-chilling temperatures still for several more hours. Right now, it's cloudy and 28, wind chill 23 downtown Chickasha. Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
In sports, as it stands right now, all the high school basketball playoff games will be held today, although they will be starting a couple of hours later than scheduled because of the winter weather. This is the Class A and B area tournaments and the Class 2A, 3A, and 4A regional tournaments. Now, all the afternoon girls' games are slated to start at 3:30 today, with the boys' games to follow about 5 o'clock. All the evening games are scheduled right now at their regular times at 6:30 and 8 o'clock. In the Class 4A regional at Anadarko, Chickasha and Clinton boys and girls are scheduled to play this afternoon. The girls at 3:30, the boys at 5. Both are elimination games. The Lady Chicks have won just 2 games this year. Lady Reds have won just 6 games. The Fightin' Chicks will try to extend their 6-win season. Clinton is 12-12. The only wins for the Red Tornadoes in their last 6 games have come against Justice Alma Wilson and Sayer. Now, we'll broadcast the Chickasha games on our sister station this afternoon, 106.1 The Ranch. Josh Calloway with the call. And if there's any more delays, we'll be sure to let you know. But right now, the game's at 3:30 and 5 in Anadarko. In the regional semifinals at Anadarko tonight, Anadarko boys and girls to play Elk City. Blanchard is a 4A regional subsite, and both Blanchard teams play Newcastle for the 4th time this year. The boys' game this afternoon, an elimination contest. Blanchard has won all 3 previous matchups. The girls' game, a regional semifinal tonight, and Blanchard has won 2 of the 3 regular season games. USAO basketball teams scheduled to have their regular season finales at Southwestern Christian and Bethany tonight. They are Sooner Athletic Conference games, and the 24th-ranked Lady Drovers can clinch a tie for the regular season conference title with a win. The Oklahoma State Cowboys got a big victory over number 6 Texas Tech in Stillwater last night, turning back the Red Raiders 79-71. They're hoping it'll improve their chances of getting into the NCAA tournament. The Cowgirls upset at Kansas themselves last night, 66-59. And the OU women down to Iowa State, 80-71 in Norman last night. Free admission to that game in Norman. And the Oklahoma City Thunder return to action tonight after the extended NBA All-Star break. The Thunder in California for a couple of games over the next 3 days. They're at Sacramento tonight. They'll play at Golden State Saturday. Our cool news, weather, and sports sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Johnson's Cranes. Again, we want to remind you that the Grady County Courthouse is closed today. Also, the Nenecost Senior Citizen Center closed. The Chickasha Library not having its Eat Better, Move More class this afternoon. I'm George Plummer. Make it a great day.